The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Dog.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good.
With me.
You've been right there.
think I'm Tamla Mann this morning. That's crazy. Great morning, everybody. Great morning. Welcome to the grind. I'm trying to sing this Tamla Mann song, and I'm like, I just don't have that voice. That's not who I am. That's not me. That's not my thing. Welcome to the grind. Great morning, everybody. Hope you got that cup of coffee. Hope you're energized. Hope you are awake. I hope you are trying to get to the point to where you can wake yourself up this morning. If you're not, if you're just waking up, that means you either don't have a job. That means you're either late for work or you just got a real good job. You come in when you want to come in, or you just may be an entrepreneur and you set your own schedule. You do things on your terms, but you don't play around with it. You actually get paid. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great morning here in South Florida. I hope the sun is shining where you are. But if it is not, then guess what? There is a sun up there somewhere. All you have to do is know, trust, and believe that it will come through at some point in time. Just believe that it's going to come through, and it will. Just like your day. You know, we may have started out today, and we may not have felt the greatest. We may have some extenuating circumstances, as people say. That may be a, what was it?
Extenuating.
I got my English teacher here today, Ms. Pam McCray. Say good morning to everybody, Pam.
A great morning. Great morning to all of you who are chiming into the grind this morning. I'm feeling incredible, and I hope that each and every one of you are too, as you are really getting your day started. Just like Nate said, whether the sun is shining where you are or not, it's always shining on the inside, shining bright. So make sure you go out today and shine bright like that diamond.
Wipe that frown off your face, man. Right. Wipe that prune look off your face like you just have to suck it on some lemons, because, you know, it's funny because things happen, you know. Things happen. I put up a post the other day, Pam, and it said, you know, there will be those days. It's not really a matter of that there won't be those days, because we all know that we're going to have good and bad days. If you're on this phone and you've always had good days every day, nothing's ever happened to you, then you are definitely the 1%, you know, of the entire world. So, you know, I said that no matter what, things are going to happen, but it's not that they happen. It's how you handle what happens. And I know that sounds real profound. That sounds good. It sounds good in theory. It's even tougher, you know, to practice, because, you know, there are a lot of times people are going to piss you off, you know, and things are going to happen that piss you off. And you're just going to want to get mad, and you have to stop and ask yourself, you know, okay, look, what is it that I can, what can I do to fix this situation? If I can't fix it, then, you know, how can I rise above it, you know?
Sometimes we need situations, though, that piss you off.
Right, they make you grow, right?
Yeah, they push you into action, I can tell you. That's what did it for me. Inspiration
or desperation.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. So, man, hey, we say thank you, guys. Y'all could have been doing anything that y'all wanted to do this morning, but you decided to dial into the grind, you know, and we say thank you, guys, for that. Hopefully we say something this morning that can bridge some gaps. If we don't say it, hopefully you guys take it back to somebody that needs it and help them bridge some gaps this morning, because, you know, one of the things we want to do this morning is try to fill in some blanks. And, you know, I was laying there this morning, and I said, you know, let me get up, you know, and get my day started. And, you know, because when I start laying in bed, I start thinking about a lot of things. And you guys know that I think that's going to be either the heaven or it's going to be the hell that you live in if you keep laying in the bed. So things are going to come to mind that you may like, or some things come to mind that you don't like. So I said, let me get up and get my feet moving and get my blood pumping. And as I was moving around here and getting ready for the show, you know, I really started to think about some things and how, you know, people need to get some blanks filled in their life, or fill in the blanks, you know, in their life. And it's easier when you can fill in those blanks, right? You know, the who, the what, the why, the when, and the where, you know, those are all, you know, blank fillers. You know, and things become a little clear as you move forward, you know, Pam, because we don't have all of the answers right away, right? We don't have all of the answers right away because, you know, we don't know everything. And I think that's one of the things that people think that, you know, before they move, you know, that everything is going to be, you know, all of the blanks are going to be filled in, and they're going to know all of the answers to all of those questions, you know, the who, the what, the why, the when, and the where, you know, and the reality is you just don't know all of those answers. But as you move, you know, things start to become a little clearer. But here's the kicker. The kicker is you have to start moving. Mm. All right. And here's what really came to me. The initial move takes the greatest amount of force.
Wow.
Because that's that moment in life where you're really breaking gravity. And it takes the greatest amount of force. You can look at a spaceship when it's trying to blast off. It has to generate the greatest amount of force, and it expends the greatest amount of fuel just trying to just take off and get started. You know, even a basketball player, you know, when he's getting ready to go up and dunk, he expends the greatest amount of force, even when he's getting ready to start to make that move. The greatest amount of force. Look at a football team when they're standing on, when they're lined up on the line and they get ready to the quarterback gets ready to snap the ball, snaps the ball to the quarterback. When at that moment, everybody exerts the greatest amount of force. And it's a matter of getting started. If the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown never happens, you know, what is for the space shuttle, then guess what? Space shuttle would never take off. There would never be a start. Same thing with a football team. If the quarterback never said, you know, hike, then guess what? Nobody would ever move.
Right.
Everybody would look around. So the start is the one thing that allowed, that calls for the greatest amount of force. So throughout trying to find that who, what, when, where, and why, and all of that, you have to at least start. And I think that's the first piece that people miss out on, because there are a lot of different reasons why people don't get started. And that's a lot of different reasons why people don't figure out what their purpose in life is. And a lot of people don't know the difference between, you know, what my purpose is, me really living and moving, ebbing and flowing in my purpose, and what the vehicle is to get me to my purpose. So sometimes, you know, we're not always dumped into our purpose, right? Sometimes we have to really find that purpose, and there's a road, there's a journey to that purpose. You can take the person that has never had to really work a day in their life. They were born, the person that was born into a great situation, you know, that person is able to step out of bed and step right into, you know, whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, when, where, and how. All of those fillers are those questions are answered, right? That's the privilege that they have. But what about the person that doesn't have that privilege? We have to figure out what our purpose is. And in order to fill out our purpose, we have to have a vehicle to take on the road to get to our purpose. All right. So a lot of us don't understand what that purpose is because we haven't figured out the vehicle to get us to that purpose, and that vehicle encompasses a lot of things. So, you know, purpose, Pam, I know that's something that is, you know, near and dear, you know, to your heart, right?
It is. It definitely is, because I can remember, you know, being on the journey of not really knowing exactly what my full purpose was, you know, not knowing what my God-given purpose was, because, you know, just knowing and understanding the fact that God definitely created me and put me here on this earth to be a great mom and an incredible wife, which I believe I am, and a great daughter to my parents. I used to ask myself, you know, Lord, what is it that I'm here on this earth to do? And a lot of times we end up asking ourselves, you know, why am I here? And if you never ask yourself that question, then I would have to say that, you know, you're probably not being truthful with yourself, because a lot of us wonder, you know, okay, what is it? Because we feel like we're operating in a realm, but we always know that there's so much more for us to do in order to really get to the very destiny and the very dreams and the very things that God has placed on the inside of us. And when we really begin to understand that we all have purpose, and I remember being that person that just felt like because I didn't have any talent, because I didn't have any gifts, because I wasn't really successful, you know, outside of being a housewife and a mother, and just on that journey of trying to figure it out, what is it that I'm here on this earth to do? I had to realize and begin to know that I did have a purpose. And I think the first step to me really understanding that I did have a purpose is that I had to recognize that first and foremost that I matter. And a lot of times in life, we don't fully operate in our purpose because we don't fully understand that outside of being the general person that we're designed to be, a mother, a father, a wife, a husband, you know, someone who goes out and does what's necessary in order to make things happen in life, to at least live the standard life. You know, we don't really think about the fact that we have so much power on the inside of us that we really don't know and recognize, but we are really powerful beyond what we know, but we have to tap into that power. And it's called our purpose, you know, and one of the things that I would have to truly say is that, you know, and even just taking it back to Tuesday's show, which was an incredible show with Bishop Jeff Battle, your best friend, when he came on here and he talked about the church and compromise, the truth, the legacy, and even going into relationship. You know, one of the things that I realized is that when we begin to have a relationship with God, which is one of the most important relationship we could ever have in our lives, then he will begin to realize, I mean, will begin to help us to understand what our true purpose is, what our God-given purpose is. And the Word of God talks about how, you know, in Proverbs, that a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord actually is the one who establishes our steps. So we plan, but God directs. And that's the reason why along the way we may do things that we end up paying for. I know that we could say that a lot of the things that we ended up going through in life, through the different challenges, the different struggles, the different financial struggles, the different situations that we found ourselves in, it was all a result of the things that we made a decision to do, because God doesn't violate our choice. So he'll allow us to go through those things. But at the end of the day, we have to recognize and know that even though we go through the challenges, even though we go through the pain, that there's purpose in every problem, there's purpose in every pain, and that there is no test that won't yield a testimony if we keep going. And so in that test, our purpose is going to be revealed. In the mess that we end up going through, in our message that's going to come as a result of the mess, if we make a decision to keep going, then our purpose is out there.
But what about that person right now? Because there's somebody that's laying in their bed right now. If it's not right now, they may chime in at some other point in time and start listening to this show. What about that person that's laying in bed right now that's saying, you know, I just don't know, you know, why I'm here. I can't figure it out. I'm depressed. You know, I'm just laying up here. I'm eating. I'm drinking. I'm getting out of hand. And because I don't know what I'm supposed to do, you know, in life. And you know, and a lot of what you were just saying is you may not have been to that point, but, you know, you get that nauseous feeling inside of you when you don't know what you're supposed to do, and you feel like you're stuck in a rut.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that are stuck in the rut, in a rut like that. And you start answering these questions, the who, the what, the why, the when, the where.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I believe that you start out answering these questions. But when you start answering them, you're not going to have all the answers. So it's going to require that other F word, which is faith. You know, that person that's laying in bed, there is no I don't think there's a magic pill that you can take. Now, we can go back to the Matrix and they offer you the blue pill or the red pill, you know, and most people are going to take the blue pill, you know. And in that movie, I admire Neo because he said, you know what, I want to know the truth. So give me the red pill. But Morpheus said, hey, look now, before you take this pill, I need for you to understand that this is going to open some eyes.
Right.
Okay? You can no longer walk through life with your eyes wide shut. Now your eyes are going to be wide open and you're going to see some things. But I believe it's that moment, Pam, that people don't really want to really grasp that, you know, what this is not going to all be, you know, sunshine and roses. This ain't going to be a bowl of cherries. I'm going to have to actually get up and do some things. And I'm going to have to step out of who I am right now, look back at myself laying there in the bed and say, hey, look, get up. Start doing something. Start moving. I need to fill in these blanks and figure out what my purpose is. And the key, you can't fill in the blanks until you start moving. And I believe that's the key. Start moving. So we know that the who is you.
Right.
You know, stop sitting around waiting on somebody else to do something that you are supposed to start doing yourself. Okay, so we got the who down. Now we've had that tough talk, right? Who is it? It's me. It's not my mama, my daddy, my brother, my sister. I got to stop blaming on everybody. Who is it? I'm the person. I have to take charge, right? So now we have to ask ourselves, what it's the what or the why? All right, let's put the why before the what, right?
Right.
Find out, person. What is the what's your why? You know?
Right. Well, your why is going to be the very thing that drives you, because when you think about purpose, and you're absolutely right, it's going to take that faith, because that faith is going to move us to action. Faith without works is dead. And so if there's no action, then guess what? That means we're not believing. We don't have the faith in order to move forward. And so many people, just like you talk about that movie, The Matrix, take that blue pill in life because they want to remain average, because in order to really fully operate in our purpose, which means that, number one, we realize that life is not about us. We realize that life is not about the problems that we go through, the circumstances that we go through, where we don't become the, when we realize that there's so much more to us, then we don't operate as a victim. Instead, we operate as that victor. You know, truly knowing that there's so much more for us to do, not just for our own purpose, right? Like for our own personal gain, but for the greater world, for the purpose that God has created us to do and to walk in. And so it's going to take that level of faith. And so when you figure out what your why is everything, because the why is going to be the reason why you get up every day. And even when you talk about purpose, purpose lies in what's the very thing that moves you? What's the very thing that drives you? What's the very thing that says, you know what, I wake up every day on fire, excited about accomplishing. And when you identify that why is the very thing that's directly connected to your purpose. And now you'll be able to operate and to move in what God has caused us to move in.
And keep it in your face.
Right.
You know, whatever your why is, I don't care if you got to take a picture of it or write it somewhere.
Right.
Know that this is why I do what I do, because it's easy to lose sight of that why, right?
It is. It's very easy to lose sight of that why, especially when the challenges come, when the pain comes, when the failures come, when things that we set out to do don't quite turn out the way that we intended them to turn out. When negative people enter into our lives and negative situations, and we allow them to creep into our space, then yeah, all of this can easily help us or cause us to lose sight of our why. But it's something about when we make a decision that we're not going to lose sight of it, then that's when, you know, things begin to shift in our life, and that's when we begin to move and to operate fully in our purpose.
And there's a wild card I'm gonna throw in there too. I'm gonna throw that last wild card in there in a minute. And it's the one that really confounds everybody, you know, and they don't really, you know, this is the one that this breaks everybody down, because this is the one that keeps everybody stagnant and sitting still. So, you know, you got your who, you know, you got your why, you know, really relevant. Right. And you got a couple more blanks that you need to fill in. But, you know, you don't quite know what it is yet. Right. What it is that you want to do. And that's one of the things that keeps you in bed. OK, the wild card is the other thing that really keeps you in bed. So out of these six, really, as a whole, that sixth one keeps you in bed. And I'm going to share here in a moment. But this one, it really, really keeps you in bed because you don't really know what it is that you have giftings for.
Right.
No, because you've been so people have been so concerned with doing what, and I talked about this on an earlier show, Pam. You know, people have been so concerned about doing what mom and them, you know, and auntie and them told them that they were supposed to do, that they don't realize that, you know, this, they wake up with that feeling as if this just don't feel right. You know, and I talked about, you know, well, you're going to be a drummer like your Uncle Jimmy, or you're going to be a pastor like, you know, like your Uncle John, you know, or you're going to be an evangelist like your Aunt Sarah. You know, you got that. People are telling you the things that they want you to do. What about the things that you feel? See, nobody can tell you what your purpose is.
Right.
You have to discover that for yourself. There are people that will help you along the way that will help you identify and shed light on your giftings. But you have to embrace what your giftings are. And your giftings may not be traditional.
Right.
They just may be a gift that somebody else would look at and say, wow, you know, it may be the gift of compassion. You know, it may be the gift of teaching. It may be the gift of discernment. Whatever it is, you have to figure out what that is. And then you have to figure out what you're going to do. Start. So what is your gifting? You know, what and the rest of it kind of falls into play. Once you figure that out and you know this is what's coming from me and not what everybody has told me it is going to be, now the other two are easy.
Right. And, you know, and I just want to touch on that what, because that was one of my biggest problems. And I can truly say that because I always looked at myself and I said, I don't have traditional giftings. As a matter of fact, I always felt like I didn't have any gifts because I didn't have traditional giftings. But yet then I began to realize that I had to dig deep down on the inside of me and to understand, you know, what was it that truly made me smile? You know, what is it that I was able to give to others that I really didn't recognize was a gift, but yet, you know, they did because of the reaction or because of how they responded or how they thanked me and that type of stuff. And so then that began to help me to understand that, you know what, I do have a purpose here. Yeah, no, I don't have traditional gifting that people may call it a gift. Like I can't sing, I can't dance, I can't do any of that. Which I used to always look at, okay, those are the only gifts. But you know, but just like you said, compassion, the joy of loving to just help people, mm-hmm. you know, and the joy of seeing people, you know, succeed and to accomplish the very things that they desire to accomplish in life. You know, just having the gift of helping others, the gift of being able to, you know, uplift. And, you know, all of those are giftings that we have in which at the end of the day, when we begin to realize that those are all gifts that are ultimately connected to our purpose, then that what will begin to transpire because now we operate in the very gifts that God has given us, which will ultimately fulfill the purpose that we have. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, it's a very liberating and enlightening thing when you start to realize, you know, what your true purpose is, you know, and once you start to get that glimpse of it, you know, then you start to realize that there is something worth getting out of bed for.
Right.
You know, there's something worth living for because, you know, there are a lot of people that contemplate suicide, you know, every day because they just don't know why they're here.
Right.
And life has knocked them down so many times to a point to where they just don't want to get back up. And there's nobody in their corner telling them, get up,
right.
Get up, get up. They don't have that luxury. They just don't have that personal or that support system. They just don't have it. So when you look at people that just really don't have the people in their corner, then you ask yourself, you know, what is it that I can do or what is it that I can say that will help, you know, a person get out of the rut that they're in? And the reality is you can't save the world. All you can do is do what you can do and allow God to do the rest. But as you move through life, you've asked yourself these questions. You know the who, you know the why. You know, you're trying to kind of figure out, you know, what the what is. And then you start to realize that, you know, what everybody's not going to like what I do. Everybody's not going to grasp on to what I do. Everybody's not going to understand what my gifting may be. And when you start thinking that way and you start saying, you know, well, what if people don't? And I always say there's a positive what if that's in foresight, and there's a negative what if that's in hindsight. So if you push yourself on the what if side and you say, what if I do this? What if I do this now before, you know, I get too old to do it? What if I just get out of this bed and do something different with myself? What if I just punch fear in the face and just start no matter what? What if I stop talking myself out of everything before I do it?
What if?
Those are the foresight. The hindsight says, you know, wow, man, what if I would have did that before, you know, I lost the ability to, you know, what if I would have did that, you know, before, you know, I lost my car, you know, what if I would have did that before, you know, my house went into foreclosure. So you want the foresight what ifs as opposed to the hindsight what ifs. So you operate in that, and you don't let anybody take you out of what you know is your road to your purpose. And what happens is, if it makes sense, if it's helping people, if you're able to grow in it and it's helping people, then there's no way that it can't be a good thing, okay? It may be just something that you're doing on the way to your purpose that is preparing you for your purpose. And I always say we get all of these different attachments on us that click onto us all the time. The key is to get the good attachments that help us to get to our purpose, so that when we get to our purpose, we can take those attachments off and now use them as tools. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people get these bad attachments on them, and then they start thinking those negative thoughts and those negative what if nobody likes what I'm doing.
Right.
I'm newsflash for you guys. I'm going to tell you right now, when you're doing something that's purposeful, when you're doing something that's growing you, typically the masses they're not going to grab onto it right away.
No, they're not.
It's
the road less traveled.
Right.
And so therefore you're gonna have the majority of the people not understanding, and it's not for them to understand. And I know that's one of the biggest things that I had to recognize, and I had to realize that I had to eliminate the fact that I truly was concerned about what other people thought
mm-hmm.
about me. That was one of the biggest things, because I always wanted to be that person that, you know, had everybody's, let me say, blessing. You know, I wanted everybody to say yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But then when I let that thing go, and I said no, because obviously, you know, when we realize that everybody can't go where God has designed us to go. They have their purpose. Whether they decide to fulfill it is their choice, because, again, God doesn't violate our choice. But at the end of the day, you know, my purpose is maybe very different from your purpose. And so once we realize that and begin to just move and know that if we don't make a decision to move, if we don't make a decision to act, if we don't make a decision to know and find out what our purpose is, so that we can walk in our purpose and be on purpose every single day of our lives as we're walking the journey called life, because it is a journey. And at the end of the day, if we just stay focused on what God has put on the inside of us, because God has put some dreams on the inside of us, He's put some goals on the inside of us, our purpose is on the inside of us. And when we begin to recognize that, you know, it's all about the things that make us smile. It's all about the things that give us the joy, and realize that too many people in life, they end up dying with the things that God calls them to do on the inside of them because of fear. I think fear mm-hmm. is the number one reason why people don't move and operate in the purpose that God has called us to truly operate in. And I know that was one of the biggest things that held me back for a very long time. But God is saying, you know, it's time to dance. It's time to, you know, that music that's put on the inside of us. It's time to get up and dance and to walk in our purpose, because too many people die and leave this earth with the music on the inside of them because they didn't make that decision to get on that dance floor. They didn't make that decision to get out of that box. They didn't make that decision to take some risks. They didn't make that decision to realize and recognize that they do matter and that they are not designed to be average. You know, that's a mindset. That's a decision that we choose to make in life, because we were created by the greatest, made to be great. And so we got to know to walk in it. And when we begin to walk in it, our purpose, it'll be fulfilled.
You start seeing people, you say we were created by the greatest, you know, to be the greatest.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people look at that, when they hear that statement, they think, okay, look, there's already a lot of great people in the world. There's no place for me.
Wow.
There's nothing for me to do. And, you know, on the show yesterday, you know, Bishop Battle was saying, you know, that, you know, we were all created uniquely. That's why we all have different fingerprints on our hands and our toes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so God created each of us to have a different, a unique purpose in life. I don't care if that purpose is a millimeter different than somebody else's. You may touch, you know, two or three people more than the next person doing the same thing that you're doing.
Right.
But there's a purpose for you, because maybe there's only you that can reach that one or two people that's going to do something else great in the world that's needed. So it's like a domino effect. You just got to jump in and do your part and live your purpose and stop waiting. You know, one of the things that I see, Pam, a lot is people have a lot of defeat. And when a person is defeated, you can see it in their eyes.
Oh,
you can see it in their posture.
Yes.
You can see it and hear it in the way they talk. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, a person really needs to grab onto is that I have to be powerful within myself, not powerful in somebody else. So you can look at what other people do and say, okay, that's great, but what is it that I can do? What's my contribution to my time here on earth? And I said yesterday, when you open your eyes every morning, that means something profound. That means you still have purpose here. Because if you didn't have purpose here, why would God allow you to open your eyes? I just strongly, strongly believe that. So, you know, that in itself is enough reason to get up out of bed and stop wallowing in self-pity. You know, stop going to work and taking everything that people throw at you because you don't want to make anybody mad. You know, stop. And, you know, some of y'all going to go to work, you know, this morning. Some of y'all going to jump up from y'all desk this morning and start cussing people out. Don't do that.
Don't
all
do
right?
that now.
Don't do, you need that job.
Need that
okay.
Job.
All right. So think about what you do before you do
calculate
it.
Calculate it,
okay? don't come here and tell my doggone and Nate and Pam got me fired from my job today. No, ma'am, no, sir. All right? You just got to know that you got to take up for you. And, you know, don't bite your tongue. Figure out what it is that you need to say that you can empower yourself. Just don't wait for other people to empower you. All right? Empower yourself. Be bold. Throw your shoulders back. When you walk into a room, the temperature on the thermostat should change. People should know that you're there. Whether you know the subject matter or not, you should act like you do.
Right.
People should know that you are in existence. People should know that you're living. And when you start really walking in this, things start to attract themselves to you. And then those two last two start to get answered, the where and the when. The when, of course, is always one answer, Pam.
Now.
The when is now. But Ethan says, there will never be a perfect time to do a great thing. Never. You just got to do it now. That's always the when. Now, the where, man, the where is always where the necessity is.
Right.
And there's necessity everywhere. You just got to figure out where you're going to lay your hat, where you're going to take your shoes off, and where you're going to lay your head. All right. Once you figure that out, then now you've answered those five questions. You filled in those blanks. But what about that wild card? That wild card is not a W, it's the H word. It's the how. That's the one that really, really, when we've answered, you know, the who, the why, the what, the where, and the when, but all five of those, we start to get out of bed and we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we're like, how? How?
Right.
So you lay back down. You lay back down. You're like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do that. That's going to take money. That's going to take this. That's going to take that. This is when you have to understand what your vehicle is. what vehicle are you driving? You may not jump into an S-Class Mercedes right off the cuff. You may have to jump into a Pinto. You may, I know some of y'all maybe
way back,
way back. Let me go in further back. You may have to jump into an El Camino. Sometimes you got to jump into the old raggediest car, the vehicle that's out there. But guess what? One thing that Pam and I always prided ourselves in is that throughout life we had trials and tribulations. But those trials and tribulations never really set us back to a point where we never could get up again. We always moved forward, never backwards, even in the failure. So you never fall down and fall backwards. You always fail forward.
Right.
If you fail, failing forward is a mindset. It's not an action. It's a mindset. When you fail, what do you think automatically? Do you find the lesson in that failure, or do you find the negative part of that failure that's going to set you back, and do you dwell on it? Find the lesson. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you.
Mm-hmm.
It was when we started to take that mindset, Pam, that really started to turn things around for us, even through, I mean, everything. No matter what it was, it happened for us. And you have to laugh about it. You know, have you ever been in a room, Pam, and you just start laughing or smiling, and then everybody started laughing and smiling?
Right.
You know, and you started to, even though you could be in pain, and this is hard sometimes, guys, when you know you're sitting at work and your lights are due to be cut off in the morning, that's tough. You know, that's tough. But in everything, there is a lesson. And guess what? The lesson is, you know what? I got to do something better so I can make more money to pay this doggone light bill. Because what I'm doing right now isn't getting the bills paid.
Right.
So you want to do something different to have something different. So you've got the questions answered, and you say the how, you jump in the Pinto and El Camino because you don't care what people think. You're on the road to your journey. As long as you're moving forward, who cares what you're driving? Stop looking to the left and seeing Jack over there and his Maserati, you know.
Right.
You know, our CEO and founder, Mr. Jack Fallon, has a nice Maserati. I saw it. You know, he would stop looking to the right and see him in his Maserati and how fast he's going. That's not your lane. You're in your lane because you don't realize when you look to the right and you see Jack Fallon in his Maserati, you don't realize what he drove before he got in that Maserati. You don't realize that he started his company in the basement. You don't realize that it was just him and his wife. So you don't see that. We always see the glory, but we don't really recognize and understand and grasp the story. So understand that your story, your lane is your lane. And the longer you stay in your lane, the further down your road you're going to get. So you can't look left and right. Those are the blinders that we talk about. That's the focus that we talk about. You're never going to discover your real purpose until you stay in your lane and you keep your head down and you stay in the vehicle that you're in and stop trying to hop vehicles all the time.
Ooh, that's important.
Because your vehicle, if you stay in that vehicle long enough, I promise you, that vehicle will change. And you'll look up and you're in El Camino today. Next month, 6 months down the road, you may be in a Hyundai. And if you got a Hyundai out there, don't get mad at me. You know, I like Hyundais. I think they're hot.
They are.
You know, they used to be, they didn't used to be hot, but they hot now. They transform. A lot of things are transforming.
Right.
It's my
picture too. But you know what? You're right. You're hitting the nail on the head. When you're talking about staying in our lane and not paying attention to what the next person has, because too many times in life we get caught up in the greatness of everybody else's life.
Mm.
And if you're somebody listening in today and if you're wondering, you know, when are your great moments going to happen for you, then that means that you're probably caught up into and immersed into other people's lives too much, not to so much to the point to where you don't even recognize the beauty that God has in your life right now.
Yeah.
And so we got to make sure that we're paying attention and we're celebrating. Yes, we celebrate the success of others, but we can't get so caught up to the point to where we don't recognize that every day that we wake up, every day that God has put breath into our body, that we have purpose and that we need to operate, we need to move into the purpose to figure out what it is that God has put us here on this earth, to figure out the very thing that drives us, to figure out the very thing that makes us smile. And so when we focus and we recognize that there is beauty in our life today,
mm-hmm.
then that changes everything.
Concentrate on you.
Concentrate on you.
Because your light is the light that you have to get fixed. Right. Your light bulb is unscrewed. Don't go trying to screw somebody else's light bulb in. Yours is out.
Absolutely.
Screw yours in so your light can shine and people can see your light. That's what God called you to do.
Absolutely.
So figure out your vehicle. Some of you have a very viable home-based business right now that you may be running that you need to just encompass yourself in and just grind in it. Some of you may have a job right now and you're looking for a promotion on that job and you're not getting that promotion because you haven't applied yourself enough to get that promotion. Some of you want freedom in life and you haven't done what it takes to get that freedom. So stay in your lane, all right? Stay in your lane and do what it is that you're called to do. And first of all, fill in those blanks, all right? The who, the what, the why, the when, and that wild card. Okay, of how will start to happen once you put your pride in your back pocket and jump in the vehicle that's in front of you and drive it, vehicle that you want to have down the road. And everything will start to really fill in, all right? Everything will start to fill in. So guys, you know, time is almost, running short. So, one of the things that I want to do, hold on one sec, because there's something I want to find, for you guys. All right, so let me see, because Pam sent me something here, and I want to make sure I play some of it for you guys. And somebody that we respect, immensely, and I'm pretty sure you guys do too. But let me see if I can get it queued up here. And guys, Pam, we'll just play a quick couple minutes of it.
Yeah, just a quick couple.
And I went for a walk in a park thinking about this guy whose life was so promising. And, I mean, he wasn't an old guy. He was quite young, in fact. And I thought about all of the things that he said he was going to do, and he never got a chance to do those things. And I started thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was. I wasn't sure about it at that time. And I thought about it quite a lot. I had some idea, but I wasn't convinced, and I don't think I felt worthy. I didn't believe that it could be me to do this kind of work that I'm doing right now. And I say to you that if you begin to take a conscious effort to find out what it is that you're supposed to do, I say that it can literally save your life. Human beings are the only living species that has achieved the dubious distinction of dying or having a stroke or a heart attack on a certain day. If you ask most people, what would you say the primary cause of why people will have a heart attack or stroke? Many people will say, well, because they smoke cigarettes, or because of high cholesterol, or because of stress, or because of obesity, and all of those things are contributing factors. But ladies and gentlemen, more heart attacks take place in this country on Monday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. That's when the majority of people who have their first heart attacks have them. 85% of the American public are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not...
Worth it.
Wow.
Wow. Worth finding your purpose.
Between 8 and 9 a.m.,
Monday morning.
That's when you wake up and you are just so heartbroken that you got to go to that J-O-B and you know there's more in life for you.
Right.
Man,
that's right.
I love that. I love that.
Oh.
So, guys, there's so many positives in finding out what it is that you're supposed to do, finding out what your purpose is, getting on that road. And, some of us have been sitting in the same place. I'm not going to include myself on that. Some of you have been sitting in the same place, okay, for a long time. And you haven't had the actual courage enough
to actually get up and move and do something different. And it's because of that fear that you haven't moved in and started to even go down the road to your purpose. So, we challenge each of you this morning today to get out of your comfort zone and do something different. Ask yourself those who, what, when, why, and where's, and figure out exactly how, by just starting, exert the force that's necessary, which is the greatest amount of force, to get started. I don't care if it's just writing some stuff down on paper. From there, everything starts to ebb and flow. So, guys, our time is up. Pam, say goodbye to everybody in Grindland.
Yes. Great being on the show this morning. Goodbye to everybody. I just want to leave you with this. Fear is a dream killer. Eliminate it so that you can walk in your purpose.
Absolutely. Eliminate it. So, everybody, thank you so much for chiming into the grind this morning. You're definitely worth every penny, every blood, sweat, and tears that was fought and sacrificed for you. You're worth it. You got to just tell yourself that you are and walk in it, guys, and understand that there's absolutely nothing worth seeing behind you. Keep moving forward and don't allow anybody, okay, or anything to steal your dream. God bless everybody. Have a great day, all right?
Yes, God
bless. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
you thought I was a god.